Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
And the home for our Falcons, Hawks, and Atlanta United.
Knock down a score!
WCGC Atlanta at WCGC HD1. Always live and free on the Odyssey app.
Atlanta Sports Radio, 92.9, the game.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Thursday morning to you. I hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. And a shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Well, we have yet another Falcons head coaching candidate off the board. And not only that, we have another Falcons head coaching candidate they were scheduled to have a second interview with that is no longer going to happen. You all probably know I am talking about Jim Harbaugh at this point. He has agreed to terms with the Los Angeles Chargers to become their next head coach. And as they should be, the Chargers are so excited about it on Twitter. If you go look at their profile right now, their profile picture is none other than a picture of Jim Harbaugh, a zoomed-in picture of Jim Harbaugh. It's actually pretty funny. But Jim Harbaugh is going to be the next head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers. Again, the Chargers have already confirmed it. And I will go ahead and read you some words that Jim Harbaugh had to say. Adam Schefter said sources told him that it's going to be a 5-year deal for Harbaugh. So no real surprise there. And look, going to be straight up with y'all. I think the Chargers got the best head coaching candidate out there. I told you he was my number one guy from the jump. He brings the full package to me. He knows how to work with quarterbacks. He was a quarterback. And if you didn't know, Jim Harbaugh actually played quarterback for the Chargers. That's when they were in San Diego, obviously. But he played quarterback for the Chargers for a couple of seasons. So he has the ties there as well. So Jim Harbaugh returned home when he played for Michigan, and he's returning to another home again as he returns to the Chargers, obviously not as a player, but as a coach. But Harbaugh, he wins everywhere he goes. It's quite simple as that. And with him having his background as a quarterback and working well with quarterbacks, doing well, developing quarterbacks, him working with Justin Herbert, that could be a very, very scary situation for everybody else in the NFL, but a very good situation for the Los Angeles Chargers. Harbaugh said in a statement, quote, "The only job you start at the top is digging a hole. So we know we've got to earn our way." And he also said this organization is putting in the work, investing capital, building infrastructure, and doing everything within its power to win. Great effort equals great results, and we're just getting started. So, again, Harbaugh played for the Chargers for two seasons, 1999 to the 2000 through the 2000 season as well. And in a statement by owner Dean Spanos, he said, "Jim Harbaugh is football personified, and I can't think of no one better to lead the Chargers forward. The son of a coach, brother of a coach, and father of a coach who himself was coached by names like Shem Beckler and Ditka. For the past two decades, Jim has led hundreds of men to success everywhere he's been as their coach. And today, Jim Harbaugh returns to the Chargers, this time as our coach. Who has it better than us?" And obviously, Spanos got that rallying cry from Harbaugh. Harbaugh used that rallying cry with Michigan this past season. You know, who has it better than us? And he would say it to the players, and it's a phrase he got from his father, actually, Jack Harbaugh. And it's supposed to be a reminder to be grateful, obviously. So, like I was telling you, Harbaugh, he's won at every level, as Spanos talked about it in his statement as well. Just to go through everything for you, Harbaugh led, obviously, Michigan to a national title this season, compiled an 89-25 overall record at Michigan over the past nine seasons. Dang, it don't seem like he was at Michigan for that long, but I guess he was. 9 years at Michigan. He obviously took the San Francisco 49ers to three straight NFC title games to begin his tenure there. That included a Super Bowl appearance. And then at Stanford, he got the Cardinal. He turned the Cardinal into a 12-win team and Orange Bowl champions in just 4 years. And if you want to go all the way back to the University of San Diego, they never had double digit victories before Harbaugh led them to back-to-back 11-win seasons in 2005 and 2006. So, again, dude is a winner. Does he have a little bit of a rocky past? Obviously, yes. Does he have did he have the drama with Michigan? Yes, but again, that stuff he's dealing with at Michigan, not anything he would have to worry about in the NFL. So I always wanted Harbaugh. I think I've made that very apparent. I think I've made that very clear. But he ain't going to be here now. So now we got to move on. And that's kind of what I want to get into next after delivering you the Harbaugh news. So now that Jim Harbaugh – oh, and just to put a bow on the Harbaugh news actually real quick, then we'll get into – what do the Falcons do next? Who do the Falcons turn to next? But before we do that, the University of Michigan, how does that leave them? Well, Jim Harbaugh talked about it. He said, "My love for Michigan, playing there and coming back to coach there leaves a lasting impact, and I'll always be loyal. I'll always be a loyal Wolverine," he said. And obviously, winning a championship there, that's going to, you know, obviously be forever. So Harbaugh went there, won a natty, did what he had to do, and now he's going to try and win a Super Bowl again with the Chargers. So in statements from the University of Michigan president, Santa Ono, and athletic director Wade Manuel, they both said the Wolverines program had discussed a new contract that would have made Harbaugh the highest paid coach in college football. Harbaugh said, "Nah, I'm good. I'm going to do my own thing." And he went over to the Chargers. And now, obviously, he's going to try and lead the Chargers to a Super Bowl. But as far as Michigan goes, they are now focusing their search, obviously, on a new head coach. And it looks like the lead candidate right now is offensive coordinator Sherrone Moore. He's expected to be offered the job. This is a story from ESPN, by the way. And barring any unexpected development, Sharon Moore is expected to be off for the job. Sources told ESPN's Chris Lowe. Moore served as acting head coach, you may remember, for four games during this past 2023 season and once during Harbaugh's initial suspension and for all of Harbaugh's second suspension, that was a three-game suspension. So he's obviously been in that seat at an interim and temporary level, but now he's expected to be given a shot to be the guy over there in Ann Arbor. So best of luck to Sharon Moore, and he will most likely become the Michigan Wolverines' next head football coach. So how does this all impact the Falcons? Well, we already know that the Falcons interviewed Jim Harbaugh once. They confirmed that. They never obviously confirmed that they were going to interview Harbaugh a second time, but all reports indicate that he was going to have a second interview, and some reports even say that a second interview was definitely scheduled, but obviously that's not going to happen anymore now that he's the Chargers head coach. So who's the guy? Who is the top candidate now? Who's the top dog? Well, some of you might say easy. It's Bill Belichick. I'm still not sold on Belichick being the guy. Now, is Belichick obviously still in the running? Of course. Is Bill Belichick Arthur Blank's and maybe Rich McKay's top guy? Possibly. Especially Arthur Blank. I don't know so much about Rich McKay, but that's for another discussion. You all probably already know that, you know, McKay and Belichick have butted heads maybe back in the day, but again, we won't get too thick in the weeds into that right at this moment. But for me, I'm looking at guys like Bobby Slowick. I'm looking at guys like Ben Johnson, Aaron Glenn, Raheem Morris, Mike McDonald. I think those are probably that the bunch that I will want to look to now. Mike McDonald, he is a Georgia native, I believe. So it'll be cool for him to come home, coach the team again. Great defensive mind. You see how he has the Ravens defense humming right now, and really it's been humming all season. So I love the idea of Mike McDonald coming here and working with the veterans we have on this defense, along with some of the younger guys we have on this defense. I think he could do a lot of good work with this defense, find himself a good offensive coordinator, and make some shake. Bobby Slowick, obviously, what he did with C.J. Stroud, how he helped develop C.J. Stroud. Obviously, D'Amico Ryans was a big part of that as well, but Bobby Slowick deserves a lot of credit for what he did in Houston as well, too. I think he could help find, develop, and get the quarterback position right here in Atlanta, and obviously that is the most important thing because having a great head coach is obviously important. But at the end of the day, if you don't have the quarterback, coach doesn't really, I'm not going to say it doesn't matter, but at the end of the day, you don't get the quarterback position right, the coach is probably going to be gone at the end of the day. Look at what happened with Arthur Smith. So Bobby Slowick, I think, at this point with Harbaugh off the board, has, in my opinion, one of the best chances, if not the best chance, to get the quarterback position right with the Atlanta Falcons. So we'll see what happens there, but Bobby Slowick, definitely a guy I'm looking at. Raheem Morris, I don't think people should turn their nose up to Raheem Morris. I don't think people should be like, I don't want Raheem Morris. He's been here already. I think people should be receptive and open to the fact of Raheem Morris coming back again. When he took over for Dan Quinn, it wasn't his ship. This wasn't his project. He was on the staff, yeah, but it wasn't his team. He took over a sinking ship, and he actually got it to land because that team started 0-5. That team could have been one of the worst teams in Falcons franchise history, and they still finished 4-12, which obviously isn't great. But he finished 4-7 as the interim head coach when he finished out that year that Dan Quinn got fired. And I mean, players have said that he changed a lot of things. He changed the culture. He made them more disciplined. So I don't think we should turn our nose up at Raheem Morris, because if he's actually given the keys, that interim tag is obviously going to be taken off. He's going to be the guy. He's going to have the opportunity to make it his ship this time. I think he could do a good job. So we shouldn't turn our nose up at Raheem Morris. And obviously, Ben Johnson, what he's done kind of helping resurrect Jared Goff's career. The offense that he would like to run. We have a lot of similarities with Bijan Robinson, Tyler Algier. He's got, obviously, right now, David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. I think we could do a lot of the same things again. But it's all surrounded on if we get the quarterback position right. All right. When we come back, 5 minutes from now, the Hawks did what I expected the Hawks to do. But there was also another level to that Hawks game last night that really kind of cemented what the Hawks' fate was going to be. We'll talk about that in 5 minutes. Right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Thursday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters, early morning, late night, Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders, my early gym goers, all my people already at work or on their way to work. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now there too. The Atlanta Hawks fall yesterday to the Golden State Warriors. Losing streak now at 3 for the Hawks. They go down 134 to 112 last night out there in San Francisco. And this was a very emotional game, not just for the Warriors, but for the Hawks as well. If you didn't know, this was the first time the Warriors have been back in action since the unfortunate passing of their assistant coach, who unfortunately, again, passed away of a heart attack. And so the Warriors hadn't played in 8 days, I believe it was, and that's the longest time the Warriors or any NBA team hadn't played. So, the Warriors went 8 days in between games. That's the first team to go 8 or more days without playing in the regular season, not including the All-Star break or the stoppage for the pandemic, obviously, in March of 2020. So that before the Warriors, it was the 2020-2021 Spurs. They spent 9 days from February 14th to the 24th, 2021. So that was the next longest stretch. But this stretch by the Warriors is marks the longest NBA team has gone without playing. And it also marked the longest stretch without playing during the season in Warriors franchise history. So they had obviously been off for a while for good reason, just taking some time off to reflect and obviously, you know, be able to grieve properly about their assistant coach. So this game had another meaning to it, and Quinn Snyder even said it during a postgame. He said this game had significance beyond the game. So it was going to be a very emotional game, definitely emotional game for the Warriors, and the Warriors definitely came out with, you know, heavy hearts, but they came out with some extra energy too. And Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, they both had very good games. And Curry had 25 points, 8 assists. Thompson had 24. And they both shot very well from the field. I'll give you some box score numbers here in just a moment. So the Warriors shot 56% from the field, 48.5% from three. I mean, it's hard to beat a team when they're going like that. And again, they were just playing with a little more heart, playing with a little bit more of a chip on their shoulder. So not to say that it's an excuse for the Hawks. Obviously, they still want to try and win the game. Every time you go out there and play, you want to try and win, but this was a game that was always going to be a tough game for the Hawks after that situation happened, that unfortunate situation happened with the Warriors head coach. So it's not the fact that I'm not upset that they lost or I'm not disappointed that they lost, but I can understand this loss a lot more than other losses for the Hawks, if you get what I'm saying. So again, Curry, 25 points. He was 5 of 8 from 3, 7 of 16 from the field, 8 assists, 3 rebounds. Klay Thompson, 24 points, 5 of 10 from 3, 8 of 18 from the field, 3 assists, 2 rebounds. Dario Saric had 10 points. Andrew Wiggins had 12 points. Jonathan Kuminga had 25 points off the bench, 11 of 11 from the field. He did not miss. Had 9 rebounds as well. Draymond Green coming off the bench had 12 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. So, good night for the Warriors, and I know that had to feel good for them getting a win for their coach. And they had T-shirts on during the pregame ceremony that they had for their assistant coach. They had Brate on them. I believe that means brother in Serbian, I'm pretty sure. But, again, with the Warriors shooting the way they did, it was always going to be a tough night for the Hawks. And like I said, even though the Warriors have struggled this season, it's Steph Curry, it's Klay Thompson, it's Andrew Wiggins, Jonathan Kuminga obviously coming on a little bit now. Still a tough team to beat, so I never was paying attention to their record. I look at who was going to be on the floor, and I knew who was going to be on the floor, and that's a tough game. So the tough month of January for the Hawks continues. They fall to 18-26. Golden State improves to 19-22. As far as the Hawks go, wasn't a bad night for the Hawks. But again, just with the Warriors shooting the way they were, it was going to be tough to stop them. Sadiq Bey looks like he's finally coming out of his slump. He had a good game. 3-6 from 3, 6-12 from the field. Finished with 18 points, 7 rebounds. There you go, Sadiq. You know, again, not in a great effort, but hopefully this will hopefully jumpstart him to put together some more consistent games, get him to shoot better, and hopefully he can, again, start to get on a roll here and get on track. Jalen Johnson, another good game for Jalen. 21 points, 9 rebounds, 2 of 6 from 3, 8 of 16 from the field. Clint Capella, another Clint Capella game, 11 points, 11 rebounds. Bogey had 17 points, 6 of 11 from the field, 4 of 9 from 3. He had a good game. DeJounte Murray, 23 points, 7 assists, 7 rebounds for DeJounte, 2 of 7 from 3, 7 of 19 from the field. Obviously, we all know Trae Young dealing with concussions. He's in the concussion protocol trying to get through that. So he didn't make the trip. We always knew he wasn't going to play this game. Patty Mills had 13 points off the bench, 3 of 6 from 3, 5 of 11 from the field. And Yeka Kongwu had 6.7 rebounds off the bench as well. Hawks shot 41.5% from the field, 32.6% from 3. So, again, tough day, tough night, I guess I should say, for the Hawks. And the Warriors were always going to have a little extra motivation again, a little bit more of a chip on their shoulder for this game, and they did. And they did not disappoint and just had a extra angel looking over them last night. And, again, I really can't be too upset with this loss. The Warriors did what the Warriors are going to do. They shot it, and they shot the ball well. Kuminga had a nice game on the inside, and they find themselves getting the win. But, again, the Hawks, they're now 8 games under 500. 8 games. They cannot continue to let this thing avalanche. And if you remember, going to before the month started and at the beginning of this month, I told y'all how hard of a month this was for the Hawks. They only were facing, what, 4 teams, I believe it was, that were under 500, including this Golden State Warriors team, which I was, again, like, it doesn't matter, and it didn't. So they got to find a way to finish out this month strong, because the last thing you want to do is get to 10 games, 12 games under 500. And I believe if you look at the standings now, they're only a game ahead of the Brooklyn Nets for, actually, they're only a half game now ahead of the Brooklyn Nets for the last spot in the play-in, not the playoffs, the play-in tournament. Brooklyn sitting at 17-26, and again, I told you the Hawks are 18-26, so they just straight up got to find a way to get some wins. There's no other way around it. Doesn't matter who you're playing anymore. Doesn't matter about rec. You just got to find a way to win ball games. You got to find a way to get stops. Whatever you got to do, do it. They got the Mavericks tomorrow. Again, you can hear that game right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks. Pregame will start at 6:30. Tip is at 7. Early game for the Atlanta Hawks, taking on Luka and the Mavericks, who have been playing pretty well. They're 24-20. Then on Sunday, you got the Raptors. Raptors sitting at 16-28. But again, for whatever reason, the Hawks just always struggle with the Raptors. Now with Pascal Siakam, OG Anunoby gone, maybe they don't struggle as much, but they still got Scottie Barnes. They got Emmanuel Quickly, RJ Barrett now in that trade with the Knicks for OG Anunoby. So they're going to have to find a way to get a win there, and then they take on the Lakers, who are at 22-23. But again, doesn't matter that they're technically under 500. Well, not technically. They are under 500, but it's still LeBron, who may or may not play. We'll see. He's been out, I believe, the past couple of games. AD, still got AD. Cam Reddish, he'll return to Atlanta for that game against the Hawks. Obviously, he's with the Lakers now. Torian Prince, also former Hawk, we'll see him there. He's with the Lakers now, too. But still, Lakers got a solid squad, and that is easily a game if you can lose. But Hawks got to go out and just try to find a way to stack up some wins. So right now, Hawks are not in a good situation, and they have to do something. Have to do something at the trade deadline. What all they can do, I don't know. DeJounte Murray, obviously, with Trae Young's absence, has been playing well. That will hopefully drive his trade stock up if the Hawks are planning to trade him. Because I think at this point we are seeing that, or we have seen, we haven't seen the past couple games because Trae's been out, but I think we have seen that it just doesn't work with them two on the court at the same time. When one of them is on and the other one's resting, it's fine. But you need them to be good on the court at the same time. That's the point of really having them both. You want to have them both on the court at the same time and add another level to your offense and add another level to the defense, too. You let DeJounte take one of the best offensive scorers on the opposing team, and you hope DeJounte can lock him down. But defense has been an issue for the Hawks all year long, more so than the offense. So the Hawks just have a lot to figure out right now, and hopefully they can get just some pieces that fit, because a lot of the pieces right now just don't fit for the Hawks, and that's a part of their struggle too. So hopefully they can just get some pieces that fit during the trade deadline, and maybe they can turn things around. But until then, you got to find to win some ball games and at least stay in it. Right now, again, they are above the playing line, but barely. So hopefully they can find a way to get some wins. But they're back in action tomorrow night again against the Dallas Mavericks at home, right here in the friendly confines of State Farm Arena. Again, you can hear that game just like you can hear every game right here on the flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pre-game is 6:30 with Mike Conti. Tip at 7 o'clock. Steve Holman will be bringing you all the action. All right. When we come back, we will continue to talk about who should be the guy for the Falcons. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to open up the phone lines, because Jim Harbaugh is now out. I don't know how you're feeling about Belichick, but seems like maybe those talks have stalled or slowed down. So my question to you is this. If Belichick isn't going to be the guy, Harbaugh obviously is not the guy. He is in Los Angeles. Who do you want to see the Falcons hire? Belichick and Harbaugh in this scenario are not an option. Who do you want to see the Falcons hire? That's my question to you. 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. That's the question. If it's not Belichick, if it's not Harbaugh, then who is it? Let's talk about it in five right here on the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews. Call me right now, 404-726-0929. We'll take your calls next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Thursday morning. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Shout out to all my early gym goers. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. I appreciate you. All right. Said it before we went to break. Harbaugh is now with the Chargers. Reports are, and I don't necessarily think this is true. I think Bill Belichick is still very much in the running to be the Falcons' next head coach. But just for this scenario, for kicks and giggles, I want to see what you all are thinking. We obviously take Jim Harbaugh out of the discussion to be the Falcons' next head coach. He's with the Chargers. Let's take Bill Belichick out of the discussion now, too. Let's say some reports that we've been seeing are true, that the Falcons and Belichick, the talks between them have stalled, they've slowed down. Let's say Belichick is out of the running. Just for this scenario, I don't think he's actually out of the running, just to be clear. I don't think he's out of it. I think he's still very much alive to be the Falcons' next head coach. But again, just for the sake of conversation, let's say Harbaugh and Belichick are both out of the mix to be the Falcons' next head coach. Who would you want to see hired in that situation? 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. Call now. You still have a couple minutes to get in the game. But let's go ahead and head out to the phone lines. First and foremost, let's head out to Decatur, where they say it's greater. And head out to Jermaine. Jermaine, what's going on, man? How you feeling this morning, brother?
Feeling good.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff. All right. If we know Harbaugh's out of the mix, Jermaine, right? Let's just say for this scenario, Bill Belichick is out of the mix too. In that situation, who do you want to see the Falcons hire as their next head coach?
It's only one man.
Who is it?
Let's go get prime time. Deion.
I was not expecting to hear that answer. That is interesting, Jermaine. All right, give me your reasoning for bringing prime time back.
Look what prime time already done. He can come here and change the whole thing around for the back. Give him a new, something good to look at for a change.
Okay. I like it, Jermaine. Jermaine, I appreciate the phone call. And, hey, man, that would be interesting for sure. And I don't know. I feel like the college game and, you know, how you recruit, I just feel like it'd be a little bit different. I mean, Prime is obviously a very good leader of men, it seems like. At least right now, a very good leader of young men. I don't know if his style of coaching would necessarily translate to the NFL. Maybe it would. I'm not saying it wouldn't, but I do have a concern about if his style of coaching would translate to the NFL. Again, maybe it does, but I don't know. So it would definitely put butts in seats. That I have no doubt about. We probably get on Hard Knocks too, or they would at least beg us to be on Hard Knocks. But I'm not sure if it would actually work, but I'm interested in that. That'll be an interesting thing. But I don't know about prime time quite yet. I want to see him coach a little bit longer at the collegiate ranks, see just exactly how he turned. I know he did great things with Colorado in their first season, but I want to see him keep doing it. I want to see the consistency from prime at this point. So, very interesting thought. I just think it might be a little too early to pull the trigger on Prime and bring him up to the NFL level. All right, 404-726-0929. If there's no Belichick, if there's no Harbaugh, and again, I'm not saying Belichick is out of the running. I think he's still very much in it. We know Harbaugh is out, but I think Belichick is still in it. But just for this scenario, no Belichick, no Harbaugh, who do you want to see the Falcons higher? 404-726-0929 is the number. Let's head out to Riverdale. Talk to my guy, Ken. Ken, good morning to you, brother, man. How you feeling this morning?
Doing good, Dylan. Good morning to you, man.
Yes, sir. Good morning. All right. No Belichick, no Harbaugh. Who should the Falcons hire?
Well, before I give you my hire, let me just say this about the Falcons. Yes. Yeah. I've called this radio show with other radio personalities on here to tell them my issue when it comes to the Falcon brass has always been a Rich McKay, always been the elephant in the room. I was saying until Arthur go out and decide to get him another voice out of that flowery branch, the Falcons are going to continue to go through these first year head coaches because Rich McKay wants to continue to do what Rich McKay does. Mm. If you got a target, go after the target. Uh-huh. Their target should have been Jim Harbaugh.
I agree.
I love the guy.
Same.
If you spot your target, go at him. And I think it would have been a snag even with Harbaugh because he would have wanted a certain amount of control as well,
right,
that Rich McKay was not willing to give up.
Mm.
And I said it before, and I'll say it again.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to continue to hire these OCs because of Rich McKay wanting power. This is the year to go out and get an experienced head coach. You had some great candidates out there.
Yeah.
You know, who wanted maybe a little control.
Right.
But because of Rich, I don't think it's going to happen. So having said that,
mm-hmm.
if they do go out and go get OC, I like the guy from Detroit.
Okay, I like him too. Ben Johnson,
yeah. The offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
I like the guy from Detroit. So if they're going to go that route, let's go get him. Go get us a rookie quarterback, move up, and go get your stud quarterback, and let's get this thing started, man.
I love it. I love it, Ken. I appreciate the phone call, and you have a great rest of your day, brother. But Ben Johnson would be very interesting. And look, like I said before, I believe I said in the first or second segment, he could have a lot of what he has in Detroit. He could have that here. You talk about the two running backs he has in Detroit, and David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. David Montgomery, more of a power back, tough yardage back, going to get real north to south, south to north, I guess, just to say. He's going to run north real quickly. He ain't going to do too many juking. He ain't going to go side to side too much. He's going to run straight ahead a lot of the times. Who's that over here? That's Tyler Algier. Jahmyr Gibbs, catch the ball in the backfield, can maybe even play a little slot. Real elusive, got some good juke moves on him, obviously good speed. Who's that here? Obviously, Bijan Robinson. Maybe even, I don't know, I think it's obviously way too early to debate who's better in Jahmyr Gibbs or Bijan Robinson. They're, you know, a lot of similarities there, and they were looked at almost kind of the same player. But right now, I think a lot of people will take maybe Bijan over Jahmyr, but maybe with what Jameer's doing in the playoffs and being in the playoffs, maybe they take Jahmyr. I don't know. Who knows? But either way it goes, I think it's still a little too early to compare the two, but they're the same prototype, the same type of player, same archetype, right? So you have the same two running backs. We don't necessarily have an Amon-Ra St. Brown here, but he has a Drake London. He's got a Kyle Pitts. I think he can make that work. And again, the way he's helped resurrect Jared Goff's career, if you can get a rookie quarterback in here, or maybe even a veteran, maybe not a Kirk Cousins or a Russell Wilson, but somebody like that, maybe he could do the same thing, or he could just help develop a rookie quarterback. So I like the idea of Ben Johnson too, Ken. I appreciate the phone call. Also appreciate the phone call from you, Jermaine. Great stuff as always. But when we come back, we got to talk to the morning shift, see what's going on with Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson, and see what they got up for a Thursday edition of the morning shift. We'll do that next here and wrap things up on the Hometown Take right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Thursday morning. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Shout out to all my early gym goers. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. I appreciate you. All right. Said it before we went to break. Harbaugh is now with the Chargers. Reports are, and I don't necessarily think this is true. I think Bill Belichick is still very much in the running to be the Falcons' next head coach. But just for this scenario, for kicks and giggles, I want to see what you all are thinking. We obviously take Jim Harbaugh out of the discussion to be the Falcons' next head coach. He's with the Chargers. Let's take Bill Belichick out of the discussion now, too. Let's say some reports that we've been seeing are true, that the Falcons and Belichick, the talks between them have stalled, they've slowed down. Let's say Belichick is out of the running. Just for this scenario, I don't think he's actually out of the running, just to be clear. I don't think he's out of it. I think he's still very much alive to be the Falcons' next head coach. But, again, just for the sake of conversation, let's say Harbaugh and Belichick are both out of the mix to be the Falcons' next head coach. Who would you want to see hired in that situation? 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. Call now. You still have a couple minutes to get in the game. But let's go ahead and head out to the phone lines. First and foremost, let's head out to Decatur, where they say it's greater. And head out to Jermaine. Jermaine, what's going on, man? How you feeling this morning, brother?
Feeling good.
Good stuff, man. All right. If we know Harbaugh's out of the mix, Jermaine, right? Let's just say for this scenario, Bill Belichick is out of the mix, too. In that situation, who do you want to see the Falcons hire as their next head coach?
It's only one man.
Who is it?
Let's go get prime time. Deion!
I was not expecting to hear that answer. That is interesting, Jermaine. All right, give me your reasoning for bringing Prime Time back.
Look what Prime Time already done. He can come here. He can come here and change the whole thing around for the back. Give him a new something good to look at for a change.
Okay. I like it, Jermaine. Jermaine, I appreciate the phone call. And hey, man, that would be interesting. That would be interesting for sure, and I don't know. I feel like the college game and, you know, how you recruit, I just feel like it'd be a little bit different. I mean, Prime is obviously a very good leader of men, it seems like. At least right now, a very good leader of young men. I don't know if his style of coaching would necessarily translate to the NFL. Maybe it would. I'm not saying it wouldn't, but I do have a concern about if his style of coaching would translate to the NFL. Again, maybe it does, but I don't know. So it would definitely put butts in seats. That I have no doubt about. We probably get on Hard Knocks too, or they would at least beg us to be on Hard Knocks. But I'm not sure if it would actually work. But I'm interested. I'm interested in that. That would be an interesting thing. But I don't know about Prime Time quite yet. I want to see him coach a little bit longer at the collegiate ranks, see just exactly how he turned. I know he did great things with Colorado in their first season, but I want to see him keep doing it. I want to see the consistency from Prime at this point. So, very interesting thought. I just think it might be a little too early to pull the trigger on Prime and bring him up to the NFL level. All right, 404-726-0929. If there's no Belichick, if there's no Harbaugh, and again, I'm not saying Belichick is out of the running. I think he's still very much in it. We know Harbaugh is out, but I think Belichick is still in it. But just for this scenario, no Belichick, no Harbaugh, who do you want to see the Falcons hire? 404-726-0929 is the number. Let's head out to Riverdale and talk to my guy, Ken. Ken, good morning to you, brother, man. How you feeling this morning?
Doing good, Dylan. Good morning to you, man.
Yes, sir. Good morning. All right. No Belichick, no Harbaugh. Who should the Falcons hire?
Well, before I give you my hire, let me just say this about the Falcons. Yeah. You know,
I've, you know, caught your Coffee's radio show with other radio personalities on here.
Yeah.
To tell them my issue when it comes to the Falcon Brash has always been a Rich McKay. Always been the elephant in the room. I was saying until Arthur go out and decide to get him another voice of it, Flowery Branch, the Falcons are going to continue to go through these first-year head coaches because Rich McKay wants to continue to do what Rich McKay does. Mm. If you got a target, go after the target.
Uh-huh.
Their target should have been Jim Harbaugh.
I agree.
I love the guy.
Same.
If you spot your target, go at him. And I think it would have been a snag even with Harbaugh because he would have wanted a certain amount of control as well.
Right.
That Rich McKay was not willing to give up. And I said it before and I'll say it again.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to continue to hire these OCs because of Rich McKay wanting power. This is the year to go out and get an experienced head coach. You had some great candidates out there.
Yeah.
You know, who wanted maybe a little control.
Right.
But because of Rich, I don't think it's going to happen. So having said that, if they do go out and go get OC, I like the guy from Detroit.
Okay. I like him too. Ben Johnson. Yeah.
The offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
I like the guy from Detroit. So if they're going to go that route, let's go get him. Go get us a rookie quarterback, move up and go get your stud quarterback, and let's get this thing started, man.
I love it. I love it, Ken. I appreciate the phone call, and you have a great rest of your day, brother. But Ben Johnson would be very interesting. And look, like I said before, I believe I said in the first or second segment, he could have a lot of what he has in Detroit. He could have that here. You talk about the two running backs he has in Detroit, and David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. David Montgomery, more of a power back, tough yardage back, going to get real north to south, north, south to north, I guess, just to say. He's going to run north real quickly. He ain't going to do too many juking. He ain't going to go side to side too much. He's going to run straight ahead a lot of the times. Who's that over here? That's Tyler Algier. Jahmyr Gibbs, catch the ball in the backfield, can maybe even play a little slot. Real elusive, got some good juke moves on him, obviously good speed. Who's that here? Obviously, Bijan Robinson. Maybe even, I don't know, I think it's obviously way too early to debate who's better in Jahmyr Gibbs or Bijan Robinson. There, you know, a lot of similarities there, and they were looked at almost kind of the same player. But right now, I think a lot of people will take maybe Bijan over Jahmyr, but maybe with what Jameer's doing in the playoffs and being in the playoffs, maybe they take Jahmyr. I don't know. Who knows? But either way it goes, I think it's still a little too early to compare the two. But they're the same prototype, the same type of player, same archetype, right? So you have the same two running backs. We don't necessarily have an Amon-Ra St. Brown here, but he has a Drake London. He's got a Kyle Pitts. I think he can make that work. And again, the way he's helped resurrect Jared Goff's career, if you can get a rookie quarterback in here, or maybe even a veteran, maybe not a Kirk Cousins or a Russell Wilson, but somebody like that, maybe he could do the same thing. Or he could just help develop a rookie quarterback. So I like the idea of Ben Johnson too, Ken. I appreciate the phone call. Also appreciate the phone call from you, Jermaine. Great stuff as always. But when we come back, we got to talk to the morning shift. See what's going on with Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson and see what they got up for a Thursday edition of the morning shift. We'll do that next here and wrap things up on the Hometown Take right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.